This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Richard McFadden, Kenneth Kessler, Jennifer Horn, and Doodley Steffen here. In life, we all do things sometimes we wish we had never done, some we wish we could replay a million times in our heads, but they all make us who we are, and in the end, they shape every detail about you. If you were to reverse any of them, you wouldn't be the person that you are. So just live, make mistakes, have wonderful memories, but never, ever second guess who you are.
That's why you can't clone a dog and get the same thing over again.
No.
Or a person.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I think that there is a life after death and things come back spiritually, but what you're doing as you're doing it, part of the lessons of life. So what are we learning from the lessons of life today? Here's something I'm having a really hard time figuring up. There are people in America who have screwed up our space program to a fare thee well. The people of the European Space Agency are overtaking us. The Chinese are overtaking us. The Russians are overtaking us. And now, on a shoestring, India has launched MOM. M-O-M.
They sent their mom into space?
They have sent their mom into space. The Indian Space Research Organization was notifying the rest of the world that they decided to beat some of their Asian rivals and send a rocket to the red planet. So, they're beating the Americans, the Russians, and the Europeans. This is a maiden voyage of MOM, Mars Orbitable, what is it now? I saw it a minute ago, but it stands for something kind of cute. Anyway, the odds were stacked against them, to be sure, because they don't have a lot of money. But you know what they do have? It's called Mars Orbiter Mission. This was to prove to the people in India, because of their high-tech background, you know, most of the people, this is a cliche, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, but you know as well as I do, that many of the people who are most accomplished who are in this country and around the world, who are really good at tech stuff, are either Indians or Pakistanis. You know that, right? So why would you not acknowledge it? So this is their way of showing the rest of the world what the rest of the world already knows, that the Indians are very good at technology. And so they figured out how to do this on a $671 million budget. Meanwhile, our budget to send an orbiter to the moon is 10 times that. And between the Russians and the Chinese and others who have decided they want to send an orbiter to Mars to figure out what's going on there, there are millions and millions, if not billions, of dollars being spent, but the Indians put it together for $671 million. Now, they're not, who knows whether it's going to get there or not. But I thought that because when you look back at the stats, there have been 51 tries to get to Mars. 21 have been successful, and none have been launched from India, although they have launched other satellites. They haven't done very much. This announcement was made, by the way, yesterday at the UN General Assembly, when there was a discussion about space, part of all of the other things that are being discussed, like the Islamic militants and whether or not we are going to be able to take care of climate change, blah, blah, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Ebola.
I don't know that I realized that the Europeans had a space agency. I mean,
European Space Agency. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's big time. Right. All right, so here's another technology that is not a part of the conversation at the UN yesterday. There is a project proposed that is going to cost $8 billion that would send Wyoming wind-generated power to the City of Angels, Jennifer. This venture would produce clean energy equivalent to the output of a large nuclear power plant. The reason it's not looked upon favorably in Wyoming is because... You want to fill in the blank?
They don't like Californians.
No, besides that. You want to take another shot at it?
I don't know.
The number one oil-producing state at the moment in the United States is Wyoming.
Huh.
So they're thinking to themselves, why are we spending... Well,
why
they
would
are.
Do this? Yeah.
The feds are spending the money. But why would there be... Because, and the answer to the question is, because there's a lot of wind in that region up in the Rockies is a good place to generate wind. What? You thought what?
I think it's so funny because when you go to Palm Springs, you see all these...
Long Route 10.
Yeah, you see all the windmills
farm.
Out there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Big,
that energy doesn't feed California.
No.
It feeds Arizona.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why we just don't start feeding our own states, and then maybe we wouldn't have this problem.
The technology of getting it across the grids, this is what's so silly. They really aren't, but they're getting their credits. The money, the power goes wherever it goes. It isn't, that power is generated there, isn't going in wires over to Arizona. There is power that comes from all kinds of sources, and they share. The power grids go all around the country. For example, here in the Northeast, we get a lot of power from Canada. It's put into the grid at Niagara Falls, and it just goes where it goes. And so, but it's really interesting that they take the credits, Jennifer. It's very interesting and a great observation as to how the system works. It is kerfungled. It's a kerfungled system that we have here. Meanwhile, the power rate, my bill, although the people that run the power company here in New England have their head up in the cloud, shall we say, the bill for my farm doubled in 1 month. It went from like, I don't know, we had an accrued bill of about $4,000. And the next month it was $18,000. And you call them and they tell you, oh, well, this can't be wrong. We have meters. Really? So nothing has changed on the farm, but the bill is four times what it was the month before? Really? You got that figured out, have you? Good for you, sir. Thank you. Congratulations. Meanwhile, you got to go to the Department of Public Utilities to get any satisfaction because they won't ever do anything because they're a monopoly. That's what all of this stuff is all about. All right. Richie, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Are you ready for Dr. Ron Hoffman?
I am. So is Dr. Ron Hoffman.
Dr. Hoffman's ready for Dr. Hoffman. Okay, that's good. Dr. Ron Hoffman visits with us in a couple of moments here on the Doug Good Day program.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
Yeah,
Now 16 and change after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ron Hoffman is here. His website, as I have pointed out many times before and hopefully will point out many times in the future, is one of the best medical resources you can find, Dr. Hoffman, two F's, drhoffman.com. Sign up for his newsletter. Comes out every week. Lots of very important information in there from his studies. So everybody wants to get some sort of piece of this Ebola story. I'm not confused. I guess I'm more concerned now to a point. Do you think the soldiers, let's take this angle, Ron, the soldiers that are going to be assigned over there are in any danger?
Oh, yeah, absolutely they're in danger. You know, it just puzzled me when President Obama said no boots on the ground in Iraq or Syria, but we're going to send 3,000 troops into harm's way in Africa where there's an Ebola epidemic raging, and people are doing really strange things. Like they're biting health personnel because they actually believe that it's a plot. The West is introducing Ebola into Africa to eradicate the population.
To kill all the blacks. That
kind of conspiracy theory.
Yep.
But then it dawned on me that, you know
that's one conspiracy theory I haven't thought about. Now that, Rishi, I'm real glad Ron's here today because that we can add to my list of conspiratorial theories.
There you go.
We started Ebola in Atlanta and brought it over there to knock off all of the blacks in Africa.
Okay. There are actually some people who still believe that AIDS was contrived by the U.S. government to knock out homosexuals and blacks.
Right. You know, and the CIA really was selling it on the street corners in L.A.
Fairly prevalent belief. But anyway, then it occurred to me, why are we sending all these troops over there? You know, we have a force that's in readiness in the United States in case something else happens. Not necessarily Ebola, but some sort of horrendous flu virus that's a mutation of what's currently going around, you know, like in the movie Contagion or Outbreak. Mm-hmm. And there are actually troops on the ready, part of Homeland Security or whatever internal apparatus to domestic defense apparatus that is there in case there's some kind of horrendous epidemic and people literally will have to be quarantined or will have to have trucks distributing around hastily prepared vaccines. There's actually plans underway to forestall this kind of thing. So what better training exercise than to send these guys over to Africa for some real-life training under rigorous real-life circumstances? This may be part of the rationale for why we're doing that. You obviously want to be good to the Africans and stem the tide of a potentially threatening worldwide epidemic. But part of it is this is a great training exercise for, the military.
Wow. This is amazing, huh? It is kind of scary. Okay, speaking of scary, the FDA has approved a new diet pill. Instead of suggesting that you eat properly and exercise and don't eat a lot of sugary foods, let's take a pill and not exercise and not do anything, and we'll all be healthier. You can't imagine how wonderfully healthy you'll be after just taking that pill, folks.
Exactly.
Okay, what's the story?
Well, obviously people have trouble sticking to diets. Cravings are overwhelming. And to some extent, it's not really just a matter of personal willpower. I mean, it is to a large extent, but, people are just overwhelmed by their primal desire to eat a lot of sugar and a lot of junk.
Yeah.
So they've got this new drug. It's called Contrave. Kind of cool name. Mm. It's a combo of two old drugs. They've been around for a long time. There's an antidepressant very commonly used. It's Wellbutrin. It's one of the few antidepressants that tends not to make people gain weight. The Wellbutrin has a pretty good profile on weight gain. They combine it with something called naltrexone, which interestingly is used to reduce cravings for heroin. People who are addicted to heroin take naltrexone to block the craving. So the combo of Wellbutrin and naltrexone somewhat helps to curb cravings.
Would you prescribe it to anybody that was a client of
I never have. And I'm not a big fan of these things. I really prefer natural approaches to this. There are places that specialize in drug approaches to weight loss, and let them do that. I like to use the natural approaches. I really don't like the medication.
How about exercising, folks?
Big
and
time.
Don't drink the sugary drinks. That study that's out today about what it does to your teeth, what those sugary drinks, those athletic drinks do to your teeth, don't do it. Thanks, Don. Dr. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com is his website.
I-
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Highlights musically of this time of year, 1988 is the year, is the Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction CD.
Oh, yeah.
Which made it to number one.
Massive.
On the album chart, featuring a couple of hits like Welcome to the Jungle, Sweet Child of Mine, You're Crazy, Anything Goes, Rocket Queen, etc., etc. Guns N' Roses.
Ah! Love it.
Get out of here. Rock and roll.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want. We know the name. We are.
Oh, this stuff sounds so mild now.
I love it.
You know what?
I know.
We talked about this the other day. Where,
right, exactly. Where you were saying this the other day.
You didn't like something, and now you don't mind it so much.
No.
Like, look at Hendrix.
Yeah.
People look at Hendrix.
It was
now,
Hendrix,
like,
Hendrix that we were talking about.
Like the Beatles.
Yeah.
People look at Led Zeppelin like they're, you know, you got Captain Neil now.
Yeah.
You know, the Carpenters almost.
Captain Neil.
Yeah. I mean, really.
Johnny Mathis.
So you listen to this stuff, and, you know, back in 1988, you would have been going, oh, God, listen to that noise.
Yeah, I would have. It was noise then.
But let me tell you something,
man.
It
doesn't sound as noisy as some of the crap around today, though.
This was right in Ken and I's sweet spot. This was.
I was in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Straight down.
All right, Richie, play one of the other cuts, Sweet Child of Mine, a little bit from this LP. Number one this week, 1988, Guns N' Roses. CD's called Appetite for Destruction.
You know, and now Axl is touring, you know, not with Slash, so it's kind of an alternate Guns N' Roses. And he shows up late. Any concert that he goes to that's supposed to start at like 9 o'clock, like the L.A. show, he showed up at like 12:30 and didn't start the show until like 12:30.
So what was everybody doing?
We're just standing around.
Drinking
beers. That can't be too bad of a scene, can it?
A
bunch of old Guns N' Roses fans sitting around drinking beers.
Maybe a little pot in the audience, too.
Yeah.
Just a little.
A little.
All right. Swing those hips, Axel.
Axel. Axel.
Ken, are you doing the Axel bop side right now?
Yeah, with your shoulders and your whatever it is.
There's not long enough, though.
Great band, though.
All right, let's let's move on.
What a shame.
Musically speaking, we have another artist in the spotlight, Bob Dylan. Again, musically in the focus here.
Somebody's laughing
the day. Oh, I just got whiplash.
Yeah. It's like the revolving door I just walked into stopping at lock.
Better looking at a black mustache. You held your head in a singing song.
Bob Dylan, God knows why, will be honored as the 2015 Music Cares Person of the Year.
Terrible singer, but probably the most amazing songwriter.
He gets this is a reward. This is an award for him being a 10-time Grammy-winning songwriter. He's going to be honored at their 25th anniversary next February in L.A. Actually, I'd like to go to this. Jennifer, see if you can get his tickets.
Sure. Think
about that. Nora Jones, Neil Young. I don't know. Would be. Well, would they'd have that at the Nokia Center, probably, wouldn't they? You think?
Maybe. We'll find out.
Thank you. So let's see here. I said Nora Jones, Neil Young, Willie Nelson, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Bonnie Raitt, Eddie Vedder, John Mellencamp, Los Lobos, Richie, Jack White, among the musicians signed up to salute Bob Dylan. That's a good show. I would like that. I would actually. Honestly, Jennifer, I would like to go to this. Anyway, this is for the Recording Academy's Charitable Foundation. There'll be a little conversation there about royalties. This whole thing about royalties getting paid. Side story, the Turtles, Flo and Eddie, which is all that's left of the Turtles, sued Sirius XM for like $100 million about music that they weren't being paid royalties for before 72, and they won the first step in it. Yes, they got everybody in the music business all shook up. 28 after on Good Day.
Who pays attention? Females.
Women set their own health goals, generally.
But men need support from?
Family and friends to be able to support their health goals.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. These findings come from a study called the United States of Aging Survey. Sandy Markwood.
Another support for men were an adult child.
Health goals usually include exercising. So here's some ideas to get the guys moving. Locate an exercise buddy at findanexercisepartner.com. Both meetup.com and zogsports.com have fitness groups you can join. My solution to get my husband off the couch, an activity he really wants to do. He's building a sailboat. It started with a week-long 8-to-5 class. Now he's got to finish the boat, which means cleaning out the garage, sanding and painting it, and taking a sailing class. Later, a party to christen it. He's really proud, and he's up and moving a lot more. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. It's a must-have for your home. Cedarside's original biting insect spray is 100% USDA bio-preferred organic pest control, made from all-natural cedar oil, and both kills and repels bugs. It's a contact killer, yet not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. Cedarside.com offers a whole suite of organic pest control products to kill and eradicate bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, and scorpions, to name a few. Cedarside.com products may be used in and around the home in mister systems, and they even have a direct injection system to create a pest barrier through your sprinkler system. To order, go to Cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. That's Cedarside.com or 800-842-1464. The only pest control you will ever need, and it's organic for people, pets, and premises.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Jennifer says hi. Richie says hi. Kenny says hi.
Hi.
Greg Stebbin will say hi, tech editor for Men's Health. Does your new app will bend in the middle? Focus on that.
Don't try it because you won't get it back.
But it does charge in the microwave.
Yeah, I want to know.
No, don't do that either.
Put it in the microwave. That'll be good. All right, let's see. We have three choices. We're going to talk about three things. Ladies' choice. Do we talk about the Catholic Church first? Do we talk about the latte salute first, or do we talk about the football coach that has been suspended? Which one?
Well, you know.
Oh, come on, Jennifer. Let's make this easy.
I want the. I really want to talk about the latte salute, but I kind of want to talk about the football coach too. So let's go.
By the way, happy Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. Isn't that what it is, Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Happy New Year to those of you celebrating that. Okay, so let's get to the Arizona football coach. Here is a coach at a school, public school, suspended after directing a player on the team to lead the team in prayer. Good idea? Bad idea?
Junk.
Which is the junk?
They do it in the NFL all the time. I'm not sure the coach does it, but I mean, after every single NFL game,
And thank God for how many people they hurt in the last game.
You will see 15 to 20 players from both teams go down to the middle of the field, kneel and pray.
Yeah, good for that.
Here's the thing about religious freedom.
Talking about hypocrisy.
If the I would say that there's a problem if the coach is forcing the kids to play or pray.
No.
But if he is actually leading a prayer and the kids choose to join in, what's the big deal? It's religious freedom. Come on.
Well, that's the question.
That's the same thing with the NFL. It's the players who choose to go after the game and have a group prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure it wasn't Ray Rice or even Ray Lewis, but you know there are guys over there who say, okay, after the game, and you'll see both players from both teams go do it.
Yeah.
So What's the big deal?
I'm not making a big deal.
If it's a school and they have already said no prayer in school, they can't do that.
Right. So
if that's what they've said, I don't know if that's the case for this school. But
we don't know that.
Yeah.
No, what we know is that he was suspended. That's all we know, because and the students are upset about this too. By the way, the students are upset.
I just think it's great. You have teachers like molesting kids, and they can't. They never get suspended. They stick it out there for years and years and years. Right. Mm. Repeated behavior, and then you have a guy who's actually teaching his kids what could be something construed as positive, right, and he's out on his rear.
All right. So speaking of
guy's been there. Guy's been a teacher there for 17 years,
molesting children. The Catholic Church is in a stew again. Story at DougStefan.com today about the Vatican putting their former ambassador to the Dominican Republic under house arrest following allegations that he sexually abused young boys when he was in the Dominican Republic. Joseph Wasilowski, been defrocked already after the Vatican's canon law court found him guilty in June and imposed its toughest penalty. He was returned to life as a layman. Vatican separate criminal court now is taking him to task for the same thing. Now, is this, we are tired, I'm tired, I'm not going to say we, because I'm going to speak for myself. I'm so tired of these stories that continue to emerge from the catacombs, the halls of the Catholic Church. What I want to believe is that this Pope is doing the right thing and that these are old stories that have to do with before he was the Pope. That's what I want to believe. And I think it may be believable. I'm certainly not an apologist. I'm not a Catholic. I wouldn't have been, even if I were Catholic, I wouldn't have been a good Catholic. But there's something, and maybe this goes into our 100 Days of Happiness file, hashtag 100gooddays at facebook.com, the idea that the Pope is really cleaning up the act. The Catholic Church has been so stewing in its own juices for so long, it's reprehensible what some of these people have gotten away with. So I look at this, and Richie thinks I've been very cynical all day long, and if there's anything I'm cynical about, it's religion in general and the Catholic Church in particular. But in this circumstance, I really feel my heart, my gut tell me that this Pope is doing the right thing and that there is, he's under house arrest, but he's being charged with stuff that's decades old. This guy was a pervert to the nth degree. They keep moving around to get him away from the people he molested. He'd go somewhere else and molest somebody else. It's a sickness, yes. But the fact that the individuals here, like the priest that got sentenced to jail and he died just mysteriously 3 months after he was sent to jail here in Massachusetts.
Right.
You knew that was going to happen. But does it still go on? I want to think it doesn't.
I haven't heard as many cases coming out. I feel like they finally cleaned
up.
Have
you heard any?
For a long time, I mean, you're right. They would rotate priests around.
It was accepted and hushed and under the carpet.
I don't know if it was accepted, but they would, in order to not get bad press, they would move them around.
Right.
And that was just not solving any problem.
Reading more of this coach story, they got, there was a handbook that said no prayer, and he was part of
it. He had to go.
So he had to go. But just a few days earlier, in another school there, Catalina Foothills High School in Tucson, the coach was fired because he was a volunteer coach with the district. He said he was given an ultimatum by school officials: tell players to stop praying or lose your position. So here's
my
case,
position, please.
Yeah, here's a case where the players were deciding they wanted to pray, and they forced the coach to make them stop or lose his position, and they fired him. Now that's a different thing altogether. That guy should stand his ground.
Yeah.
The other guy, they put the rule in the books. That's not the way you fight it.
No, you don't. You do it a different way.
Right.
Okay. Respect for authority in a manner of speaking, or not. What was there? I saw a. I know what it is. In Denver, the story from Denver today making headlines has to do with a large protest took place there yesterday. a school board plan to focus history ed on topics that promote citizenship, okay with me. Patriotism, okay with me. Respect for authority, that's not up to them to be teaching respect for authority, because authority by and of itself doesn't deserve any respect unless it is earned. And more times than not, hello, Ferguson, Missouri, it's not earned. So there are two of these three items that are on the docket at the school board in Denver that is, as far as I'm concerned, something that ought to be considered. Promoting citizenship, we don't even have civics classes anymore. You've heard me rail on that how many times? Patriotism, not a bad thing in and of itself. If you understand that being proud of your country under most circumstances means that you promote the goodwill of the country. Is there always goodwill from America? No. Have we made mistakes? Absolutely. Make them every day. But it's kind of cool not to be patriotic in a blind sense, but for heaven's sakes, understand, man, what your country is about, what its history is, what does it stand for. And today maybe it doesn't stand for the things that it used to stand for, but there are good things. What?
No. I said you need to take a break.
I don't want to take a break. I'm not finished yet.
I don't care what you want. Now,
I know you don't, but still.
It's about what you need.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
The American Cancer Society, Scott's Miracle-Gro, Staples, and Health Mart all want you to take a break.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so did Greg Stebbin.
Good for him. Good for them. Anyway, the point I was making is we need to be teaching civics, and I think that in and of itself promotes patriotism, understanding how the government works. I think that's a way for us to be more tolerant of some of the things that go on in the name of the government. Okay, anyway, food for thought. Speaking of the cancer walk, don't forget that we're trying to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrides.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks that will be taking place in October. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing the problems of breast cancer. Also, sharing stories of walkers on the Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours. And we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Sign up to walk with Jennifer if you're going to be in L.A. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than Decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. What else, bait block based on no choice lab tests? Time for me to dose today.
Studies show that car crashes have been the leading cause of death of teens for over three decades, and the most dangerous time behind the wheel is their first year on the road. Many of these potentially fatal crashes are preventable with education and awareness. And that's why State Farm launched the Celebrate My Drive campaign to get teens thinking about safe driving. Now through October 7th, administrators can register their high schools at CelebrateMyDrive.com to participate. Friends and family can make safe driving commitments online to support their high school from October 15th to the 24th. 10 schools will win $100,000 grants, and 2 also win a private concert by the band Perry. 90 additional schools will win $25,000 grants. The campaign includes large school and small school divisions, and winners will be selected based on total online commitments. Visit CelebrateMyDrive.com to learn more. No purchase necessary. Ends 10/25/14. Official rules at CelebrateMyDrive.com/rules.
And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
All right, quiz time. What's the AHRQ, Richie? AHRQ. AHRQ,
Advanced
Jennifer?
Health Request Quarterly.
Oh, yeah, good for you.
I disagree.
Really?
No, I know this.
Circle gets a square?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Kenny, you know what it is?
No idea.
The Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality.
Yes.
All right. So all right. These people, known as the AHRQ, have concluded that there is compelling evidence that fish oil has a strong beneficial effect on triglycerides, among other things. Fish oils have a beneficial effect on blood pressure, among other things. Blood markers for the beneficial effects of omega-3s generally unchanged compared to the controls. Omega-3 EFAs, omega-3, fish oil, you know what I'm talking about. Omega-3 is the best. You don't want omega-9, anybody's trying to sell you omega-3, 6, 9, no. Omega-3s, that's it. Best omega-3 on the market, Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors for you. So potent, so pure, so strong, so good, you will feel the difference. Inflammation causes aches in your joints. Take Omax 3 Ultra Pure, the aches go away. Why? Because it's lubricating those joints. That's what the fish oil does, amongst other things. 91% pure omega-3 content, the strongest, the best on the market today anywhere. No matter where you go, there's nothing better than Omax 3 Ultra Pure. I'm taking it. You take it. Call 800-316-7918 and get your first month free. Pay a little shipping and handling. That's it. You can go online to Omax. Well, let me give you the correct address. Doug spelled out, D-O-U-G, number 4. Omax spelled out, O-M-A-X, number 3. And you sign up and get the website. Doug4Omax3.com or call 800-316-7918 to get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3. 800-316-7918. Joining us now on Good Day is Greg Stebbin, who is the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine. The iPhone 6. Apparently, what we're finding, or I'm not finding it, so I shouldn't say we, what some are finding, Greg, is that they can bend their phones. Is it because they're made out of aluminum? Because they're cheap? You know, we could do this as a multiple choice. A, I can bend my my iPhone 6 because, one, it's cheap. Two, it's made of aluminum. Three, it's cheap. And we can go from there with how much does it cost, these iPhone 6s?
Well, Richie, most
what'd you pay for
yours?
Oh, I should know. I'm paying for it. $499.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You know, I'm holding your breath as you waiting for me to pay, right?
No.
Anyway, Greg, so what's the story here?
I don't think cheap is the answer. I mean, you could look at the price or you could look at the quality of manufacturing. I just don't think cheap is a factor.
Could you bend the iPhone 5?
No.
There were reports of the iPhone 5 being bent.
I've got one in my hands.
Richie says no.
Yeah. So what's happening with these, Greg?
Well, they're bigger. And if you do compare it to the iPhone 5, I mean, you can see the construction itself could lend itself to bending. I mean, these phones are very, very thin.
So lots of reports of it bending?
It's hard to, is it the same report over and over again, or is it lots of reports? There's a video circulating, and I'll post it up on Twitter. I'm at menshealth.com/radio. The guy literally, in his hands, bent it with the intention of putting enough pressure to make it bend. But he said that even before he did that, just carrying it in his pocket for a few days put a very slight...
So what does that do to the glass?
Well, that's right. I mean, there's a couple of issues here. One is the display. It's going to potentially affect the quality of the display, mm-hmm. and ultimately may end up giving you a line across it where you don't get a display at all. So that's issue number one. There's also a potential battery issue here. I mean, that kind of bending, that battery is not built to be bent. So you have all kinds of problems with the battery not charging.
How could they make this bigger mistake? How could they foul this up like this?
Well, I mean, Doug, I think one of the challenges is for Apple is nobody else makes a product that sells this quickly and in this quantity. So you know, if you're selling things in a more normal set of circumstances, I think you are selling more phones over time, manufacturing them over time, and you have time to catch these kinds of flaws and prepare them. In the case of Apple, they manufactured millions of these to meet the initial demand, and it's not that uncommon in manufacturing for you to find that some products have a flaw. It may be that all of them are flawed. Boy, that's going to be a big problem for Apple. But I'd say if you have an iPhone 6 right now, this seems to pertain more to the iPhone 6 Plus because of its increased size. I wouldn't panic about it. I'd just watch.
How about not buying one? Buy an iPhone 6 and forget the Plus. Yeah, right. There you go. Sounds like good advice. Greg Stebbin, tech editor for Men's Health Magazine on the i6, excuse me.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
So when did you know you wanted to be a model?
I guess it would have to be the first time I went through the second grade. I caught my reflection in the spoon while I was eating my cereal, and I remember thinking, wow, you're ridiculously good looking. Maybe you could do that for a career.
Do what?
Be professionally good looking.
Baby.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read.
Good. No, a movie this comes from now. The movie is Zoolander, number one movie during this week in 2001. The wise guys sing the movie music we get into movie moments with. Start the commotion from Zoolander.
You think you're too cool for school? But I got a newsflash for you, Walter Cronkite. You aren't.
I thought I heard that clip recently, and I don't know why. Some other source. Chuck Curry, our movie person, is here on Good Day with some movie news. I'm sure that his featured, he's got a wonderful feature. Actually, I was going to say feature, but features. Entertainment Today and Beyond, it's a blog, it's a website, following video, DVDs, all kinds of things that you see. Netflix, things that are available for your consumption. We have nothing better to do with your time. And a lot of us, like Jennifer, haven't got anything better to do with our time. So we'll watch all this good stuff.
That's right.
All right. Reviews coming up and movie moments. Stand by our movie news.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, what's in the movie news bag, Chucker, today?
Filming currently underway, Doug, on a third entry in the popular Taken franchise. Actor Liam Neeson returns along with a $20 million paycheck to do so. The film will come out January 9th, 2015. Liam Neeson currently in the movie A Walk Among the Tombstones. Other news, in a recent interview, Keanu Reeves says he's now open to doing a Speed 3. He took a pass on Part 2. It's hard to believe, Doug, it's been 20 years since the original Speed with Keanu Reeves and Dennis.
Yeah, but when's he going to come back with Bill and Ted Part 3?
So would Sandra Bullock, the question is, does Sandra Bullock come back for Speed 3?
I think that would be the imperative question, because the studio would certainly be open if Sandra Bullock, I'm guaranteed they would say yes to Sandra Bullock.
Because there certainly are more modern buses that could go faster than 50 miles an hour, yeah.
One other bit of TV news, actor Colin Farrell and Vince Vaughn confirmed as the male leads in season 2 of HBO's True Detective. In my opinion, great career move, because the better writing is where it's at on television. If you had to pick, let me ask you a question. If you could only go to the movies or watch TV, what would you do?
It depends on what's playing.
Yeah, TV.
I'm going to go with TV, because I think TV in the last 5 years is a better medium over most.
I like seeing things on the wide screen. I think there's an event to it, and not many people have big TVs.
Well, when you watch shows like The Walking Dead or Ray Donovan,
who wants to watch those shows?
Mad Men. TV's better.
I want to revive. Why don't you come to Framingham and revive some of the films? Like, let's do Mary Poppins. What do you think?
I did it. Yeah, I love it.
Right, there you go.
I just hosted a revival of Psycho 1 and Psycho 2 on Sunday night, and we had about 60 people come out. I bought a sheet cake for the audience, a Norman Bates sheet cake, and gave it out to the audience. I had a great time.
You showed Mary Poppins in between the two.
Yeah, right. All right, let's go back in history. On this day, 1999, movies debuting Double Jeopardy with Tommy Lee Jones and Ashley Judd. Greenwood was the bad guy. It was a very good movie, I thought. Let's see here. Jacob the Liar with Robin Williams, Alan Arkin. I don't remember that.
Neither do I.
Bob Balaban.
Sort of a misfire at the box office.
Was it really?
It was a Holocaust film, I believe.
Do you think there's a... I saw a treatise that movies were too loud for children. There's some activists who are trying to get the movies that especially are made for children to not be so loud because it hurts
their
ears.
They're all loud, there's no doubt. If you go to the multiplex, they're very, very loud.
So what do you do about that? Is there anything?
I don't think they're going to do anything about it.
They are loud, though. All that noise that you... All that's always... Bang, boom, bang, bang, boom, boom, bang. That kind of stuff.
Exactly what they sound like, yes. Right.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.